We all have a way with words. Oh, watch what you say and ask for. You might get it. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. This is a podcast that gives you a few minutes of fun every day.
I love that.
I know. We deserve fun. You deserve fun. You deserve to flourish.
So, a way with words. We've talked about, listen to a couple of these last segments right before this one. All of this is making perfectly good sense to me, that whatever we say to ourselves, admit to ourselves, and we voice it, eventually it will come to us. And the negative stuff too.
Absolutely. Words are powerful.
Think boomerang.
Yeah, there's no way around it. Words are power.
And the thoughts, we don't even sometimes hear our thoughts until we speak them.
And if your words are putting negative stuff out into the world, negative stuff comes back to you. If your words are putting positive, beautiful things into the world, positive, beautiful things come back to you. It's just the way of the world.
Well, and I made a...
The way of the universe.
Yes. And I kind of said it like, if you don't like your normal daily grind, if it's a grind or if it's something you have to do, you're committed to doing, you want to change it, say it. I want to change this.
Out loud.
Say it out loud. Tell your best friend. Tell your spouse.
Admit it to yourself. Admit it to others.
Yep. I want to change this. I don't want to do this anymore. This is kind of funny.
Or this is what I want to do.
This is what I want to do. I bought a bunch of plants and put them in my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly enjoyable to garden. I would not allow myself that luxury in the past.
Uh-huh.
Because, oh no, I have to be busy cleaning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
not enjoying just the beauty of gardening.
Yep. Smelling like mulch. It's lovely. Can't wait to see my water bill.
But it's amazing, right?
Like,
how just that little act kind of opened up another little avenue of fun for you.
Yes.
Avenues of fun.
And peace. Mm-hmm. No one yells at you in a garden.
No.
There are butterflies and a hummingbird feeder.
And it's so you have the opportunity to take the time and see those things.
Yes.
And appreciate them.
And telling myself, Mary, you deserve this. This is nice.
And I want you to have that. So I also think what you wish for others, you wish for yourselves.
Yes.
I wish for you the time and the beauty and the less stress to enjoy that so you can have fun and you can flourish and you can prosper. And so when we wish that for others, it happens to us.
Well, I know you're successful in your malasada business because every day you're out there at the beach, I'm saying, okay, I pray Heather has a fabulously successful day.
And it's happening.
Yep.
Because you're wishing that for me, and I'm wishing for you success in your real estate. And look what's happening.
Look what's happening. Business.
I know. So it's so important. Even if you can just find one or two people that you really, really wish something wonderful for, start really, really wishing them wonderful things. And then you get in the practice of wishing others really wonderful
and
things.
And it is a boomerang. It's, whatever we send out in word or deed will come back to us. And
it's a beautiful little ripple thing going on.
Yeah. So next episode, we're going to be talking about how visibility begets visibility in your personal life and in your business life.
And it might even translate to a little more fun because Momstown 365, we're a few minutes of fun every day.